That's on. Where is this now? Diary, I guess. Or we could make it TH or Priya, or maybe Priya is the best. I'm looking these days a bit on Star Trek, the Next Generation. Studying it a bit more. I mean, as a phenomenon, it really became a cult thing, and no one expected that, I think, when they started. But anyway, there's an episode here. It's kind of, some of them are well written, I would say. I'm a script writer kind person, so I'm looking at such things. But anyway, then there is this scene here where one captain of one ship in the Starfleet is talking there on the screen, recording after his ship with himself and everyone just blew up for some unknown reason. But anyway, that recording was somewhere stored in the whatever cosmic Akash of electromagnetic storage systems. I mean, they put it all in that physical tech world. But then I thought, it's quite fascinating. Everything a person says was recorded, so when he leaves the world, in a way he's still present, right? On that screen, on that recording, and you can associate with him or her through that, in a way, to some extent, knowledge-wise, if nothing else, personality-wise. I mean, just imagine if Beethoven and Shakespeare and all of those had access to these media that we have today. So then I realize, yeah, one day I will be gone from here and someone may be sitting looking at this, a bygone age character speaking to us from the past. And it's quite interesting thought.